You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey there, busy kids, and welcome to a brand new episode of the Busy Kids Love Music podcast, a podcast for music-loving families. I'm your host, Carly Seifert, the creator of Busy Kids Do Piano, and I am thrilled to have you join me today. This episode is brought to you by my Busy Kids Do Music History course, which is my comprehensive all-in-one music history course for students. You can learn more about it at busykidsdopiano.com/musichistory, and I will pop that link into the show notes as well. September 15th is an important day in history because it is the anniversary of independence for many Latin American countries. It is also the first day of National Hispanic Heritage Month, which lasts through October 15th, and just gives us a chance to celebrate the histories, cultures, and contributions of citizens whose ancestors came from places like Spain, Mexico, the Caribbean, and Central and South America. To honor their musical contributions, I will be sure to link to episodes on our podcast that have focused on Hispanic composers and music in this episode's show notes. And in today's episode, we're going to celebrate the incredible composer Carlos Chávez. Get ready for a musical journey through time as we explore the life and music of this Mexican maestro. Start with the basics. Carlos Chávez was a talented Mexican composer who lived from 1899 to 1978. He was not only a composer, but also a conductor, a music educator, and an important advocate for Mexican and indigenous music. Born on June 13, 1899, in the bustling city of Mexico City, young Carlos displayed an innate curiosity for music from an early age. Growing up in a home filled with the vibrant rhythms of Mexican folk music, he was captivated by the melodies he heard in the streets and at local festivities. His family recognized his musical talent and encouraged his passion, providing him with the opportunity to study music formally. At just 10 years old, Carlos Chávez embarked on his musical journey, enrolling at the National Conservatory of Music in Mexico City. It was here that he took his first steps towards becoming the celebrated composer and conductor that we know today, embracing the rich musical heritage of his homeland as his lifelong muse. One of the coolest things about Chávez was his love for conducting orchestras. Imagine him standing in front of a big group of musicians waving his arms to create beautiful symphonies. He was known for using Mexican folk tunes and rhythms in his orchestral pieces and adding in a sprinkle of his own creativity. Let's talk about one of Chávez's most famous pieces, the Sinfonía India, also known as the Indian Symphony. Symphony was like a musical postcard from Chávez's travels, capturing the sounds and rhythms of indigenous peoples from Mexico. close your eyes and you might feel like you're right there in the heart of Mexico, because Chavez took inspiration from the rhythms, melodies, and traditions of indigenous Mexican people. When you listen to it, you can hear the spirit of ancient celebrations and the heartbeat of Mexico itself. It's a blend of the old and the new, where traditional tunes meet a modern orchestra, creating a captivating and unique sound. Chavez's Sinfonía India is a true treasure, like a musical time machine that lets us experience the beauty and magic of Mexico's history through music. Carlos Chavez also collaborated with legendary choreographer Martha Graham, which resulted in a very enchanting and modern ballet experience. Through his music, Chavez painted a distinct soundscape for Graham's dances. Chavez's compositions added depth and emotion to Martha Graham's choreography, making the story she told through dance even more powerful. Carlos Chavez wasn't just an extraordinary composer and conductor, he was also a true champion of creativity. As a music teacher, he mentored young musicians, inspiring them to explore their musical talents. His passion for education led him to establish music schools and promote music education in Mexico. Chavez was also a festival pioneer, organizing musical celebrations where musicians from all over the world could come together to share their artistry. These festivals became vibrant hubs of creativity where different cultures and musical traditions converged. If you head over to this episode's show note at busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/106, I'm sharing there a link to a playlist I've put together of some of Chavez's incredible works. As you've learned, he was a true musical trailblazer who brought the rich tapestry of Mexico's culture to the world stage. Remember, music is a universal language that connects us all, and Carlos Chavez's music is a beautiful example of that. Until next time, enjoy listening to the playlist of his music at busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/106 and keep exploring, creating, and finding inspiration in the cultures and heritages that are a part of your life. I look forward to connecting with you again in 2 weeks when the next episode of Busy Kids Love Music airs. Bye for now.